What's up, guys? So, new episode here. It's gonna be short, and it's nothing about what we're doing right now. It's the macro. Gary Vaynerchuk, he always talks about micro macro. Micro is what you're doing day to day. Macro is the big picture, right? And here's the thing. So, this happened by accident, right? This is complete accident. OfferUp. God, does Lego do it? God, now I'm getting excited. I'm getting that feel. I'm getting that like shivers, like that like entrepreneur, like, oh shit, this is it type of thing. OfferUp. And I called it. I think on one of my YouTube channels, I said, Facebook, if they need to win this, if they need to win the marketplace, they need to do this because if another company starts it off and they start second, then they have to like catch up to them. It's so OfferUp is, of course, just like Letgo, just like Facebook Marketplace, just like Craigslist, where you're selling locally. Does Letgo do it? I'm looking it up as we're doing it, right? They are smart, OfferUp. Good fucking shit. Like good stuff. You're smart, OfferUp. When you sell and when you finally post the item, it's going to offer you, would you like to ship it? Meaning, would you like to have it almost like on an Amazon or eBay site where, you know, people from North Carolina, New York, California can buy it from you? Here's the reason why it's going to win. Because it's customer service, right? It's on eBay, right? When you message someone about, let's say you're trying to buy headphones, Beats headphones from someone. You don't know that person. Remember, so in my YouTube channel, please check out my YouTube channel. It's same as the name of the podcast, Dirty Money Machine. I'm uploading it as much as possible. I just went on vacation for 3 days. Sorry if I haven't uploaded or put anything on Instagram or YouTube, whatever. I was kind of enjoying myself. And yes, I did not have to worry about money. 22 years old, college, didn't have to worry about money. I took my girl out to Atlanta. And we had a blast. It was amazing. I took her out on my last day, took her out to a restaurant, blew about $200 on the food. Fuck it. You know, like it's nice. You go on vacation. You don't have to worry about money because you're like, the money I'm wasting, it's not like my money. It's going to be coming out from the business. This is why OfferUp is smart. And I learned this by accident. I didn't really think about it. I did think about it until it actually happened. I'm like, ah, yes, this is it. You can now start shipping online. But the reason why they're going to win, unless Facebook starts thinking about it, please, for the love of God, Facebook, think about it. Ship online, meaning when I try to buy something for $200, which is a big purchase, you know, Beats headphones, I can message the person. Hey, can I ask you how long have you had it? Does it work well? Is there any tears, rips? You can do it on eBay, absolutely. But if you guys remember why I don't sell on Craigslist is because the response time, it's too short. It takes forever. Now, let alone it's still kind of weird because their OfferUp is like telling please like if you like agree to selling it, they'll ship you like a label or some shit. I don't know. That's weird. What I might do is I just might put it on eBay, like post the item, post it on eBay and then copy a link, be like if you want to purchase it. Just go through this link. If you have any questions, contact me through here until they try to figure out, you know, to try to figure it out a little bit better. Hopefully they will, and that should help out. But you're maximizing your profit. OfferUp is being smart right now. They're pushing to advance to selling to other states, but you still have that like local selling feeling because you know the person. You don't really know the person. Because it's still OfferUp, you can verify it yourself through Google and Facebook, but Facebook needs to push through that because once Facebook understands that that's a great fucking way to win it, because they're already starting. Because I'm doing my homework, they're already starting to do advertisement on Marketplace. That's genius, smart, right? You can't do that with OfferUp. You like, oh, you can, but it's like promotion, but it's not really anything. Please, Facebook, please, for the love of God, figure out a way for me to ship my items exporting it, like far ways, you'll win. I guarantee you'll win. But let alone I bought Beats headphones for $50 and I sold them for 150. I sold them locally. I didn't sell them. I didn't sell them like far. But when I was posting the item, because here's the thing, I find items and they're large. But sometimes I like to go and purchase items and then resell them. I don't like to talk about it much because I like to keep my focus on this one thing that we're doing right now. Maybe one day, but let alone I got a lot of fucking messages from North Carolina, New York, California, where the hell it is in the United States. And then I'm like, ah, yes, this is it. The reason, of course, it's not as popular as eBay right now. You know, that's just how it is. But their foundation is smart. It's smart because compare OfferUp right now to eBay in 10 years, right? The only reason you'll get less messages from OfferUp to eBay right now is just because it's not as popular. But you got to think about it. In 10 years, when there's 1,000 customers on OfferUp and 1,000 customers on eBay, which site right now makes it more convenient, right? It's OfferUp because messaging the person is a lot easier. Hopefully, the shipping is going to be easier, not through PayPal, whatever, where PayPal has to take your fee, eBay takes your fee. I won't even get into eBay because they fucked themselves over in the beginning. They try to help a lot of shareholders in the beginning. That's why I feel like they lost. They lost to Amazon in the beginning, but that's a different story as well. That's just how consumers think. I'm not gonna get into that either. But let alone OfferUp, smart, good job. You're doing it. You're doing it well. Once you log into OfferUp, on the top right it says new exclamation point shipping, and on the top left it says pickup. So you could do locally, or you could buy. Like wherever, where it's coming from. I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. Facebook, for the love of God, please understand that OfferUp is on your ass right now. They're smelling it. They want the market before you can take it. It's gonna be fun. I like noticing that. I like looking at the macro, but I'm gonna start using it. Of course, I'm gonna start posting. I think I might just do a link to eBay book because here's the thing. I don't understand how that shipping label is. I'm gonna try. I'm gonna understand it. I'm doing my homework about it. But because it's so new, maybe it's not the most best way to do it right now. But that's what I want to talk about. Never look about, the first 90 day, like 90 days forward. Look about 2, 3, 4, 5 years in hand. And I know that the biggest struggle is how I like learned it all. It's communication, eBay. It's emailing, it's messaging. You have to go on the eBay site to do it. It's hard. It's becoming the new Craigslist. I'm more excited to see if Facebook can pull it off. Because here's the thing, same logic, right? I need to buy Beats headphones. The guy lives in New York. If I'm on Facebook, and now Facebook has the ability that you can buy it, on the marketplace, but from New York, you're like, I don't know, I don't trust the guy. Go to his profile, check out the guy. Is he a normal guy? Is he a cool guy? Is he a family guy? Does he like sports? Whatever, that connection builds. Boom, boom, boom. The communication is easy. You're already on Facebook 2 hours a day scrolling through people's feeds. You're gonna be noticing a top right button saying, John messaged you about the Beats. Boom, boom, boom. Their platform is designed well, it's simple, it's easy. Facebook can win this game if they understand that they need to explode the marketplace. Because here's the thing, eBay was hot 7 years ago, right? It was hot 7 years ago because there was no competition. Marketplace came up and they have something that eBay doesn't. You don't know who's buying the stuff from eBay. That little is going to push you away from eBay and pull you towards Marketplace because now you can see the person that you're purchasing it from. I love it. Oh my God, for the love of God, Facebook, please figure this out because of course I'm going to try to do OfferUp. I'm going to try to figure out, be the best at it, but I'm excited until Facebook does it. Like, I don't understand. This is going to be sick. This is going to be the new game. Like, I'm ready to win another game. Like, that's going to be sick. All right, guys, that's all I want to talk about. I'll see you guys next time. I'm going to keep uploading more. Please follow me on Instagram, Dirty Money Machine, on my YouTube channel, Dirty Money Machine. Let's make that dirty money. Let's make that money. Let's win. All right. Just think smart. Think in the future. Think about how the customer thinks. Just keep thinking. Get out of the corporate world. Put that money to investment. And one day we'll just hang out on the beach when we're 30. I'm 22. So if you know, whatever, and let's put an age of it. In 8 years, we'll just hang on the beach. We'll talk business. Let's win the game of life because I am so hyped up about life. I'm so hyped up. I'm ready to win. All right, guys, I'll see you next time.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.